This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org.
The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, February 23, 2022. The Memorial of St. Polycarp by Father William Doc Holliday.
I know thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich. In the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, we accept in thy sight, the Lord our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. That sounds like a very explicit paradox. I know thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich. If we look at ourselves from the world's viewpoint, we are in tribulation and we are impoverished. But if you look at it from our perspective, we are very rich. The tribulations and the poverty of this world, and I don't mean poverty as a lack of money, but a poverty that is much deeper than that, a poverty of spirit. We have it all going for us, for lack of a better term. We see this in that first reading from the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, St. John the Divine has a vision, and he sees these angels speaking to him about different churches at the time. He points out the church of Smyrna is the one that we're talking about in our first reading today. Smyrna, I mean, a lot of people don't know, you know, Bible cities. They kind of run together, sound like foreign exotic places, and really don't know anything about them. Smyrna was, after Ephesus, the most important commercial city in Asia. I mean, it was a big deal, this place, Smyrna. It had a large Jewish population, which was kind of unusual for cities in Asia to have a significant Jewish population. The thing that was different about this very large Jewish population was that it was particularly hostile to Christians. Christians were not well-liked in places where there were many Jews anyway, but in Smyrna, they had a particular dislike of Christians. This is why the Christians there had such as St. John sees in his revelation this tribulation and this poverty. The Lord says through this angel, I know your tribulation. I know the things that you're dealing with. We have to understand that when we hear, for instance, in Hebrews, that our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted in every way that we are, yet did not sin. Part of that was enduring the tribulations of this world. I don't think there's anybody that knows one thing about their faith that would think that they could one-up Jesus on the tribulations that they have in this world. They can't one-up him. They can't come near that. Our Lord's tribulations far exceed anything that any of us will ever see. Just coming down here was a tribulation for him. He left heaven. You know, we all aspire someday to just maybe go to heaven because it's eternal bliss. He was there. This whole eternal thing, I mean, how often do we hear that word in Mass and in church? Eternal. Eternal is not something that is progressive. It is always an intense present. This eternal glory that we want, this heaven, is something that will not progress through it. We will just always be in glory. It will never, well, this was a good day in glory in heaven. Tomorrow night might not be so good. It's going to be always perfection. It's never going to wane. We got to understand this. This is what we aspire. We can't even fathom that. Eye has not seen nor has ear heard the glories that await us. Jesus Christ hath them already. And he came down here. His tribulation started when he was formed in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is why I say we can't one-up Jesus on tribulation. He said, I know your tribulation. I know it. Not, you know, I have some conjecture from up here on high. I know it. This is why our Lord is the one that's been chosen to judge us, because he has every right to judge us. He didn't spend eternity in heaven. He came down here. He underwent spitting upon him and passion and his death. Everything that we endure, he endured in spades. He knows it. That's why he says, I know your tribulation and I know your poverty. What? Jesus was always God. Yes, he was. He was 100% God, but he was always 100% man. And we know from the gospel that our Lord grew in grace and stature before men and God. Okay, so he even understands that part of it. He understands what it is like to progress in this life of spirituality. Although he was God, he laid that aside, Greek word kenosis, this outpouring of himself. He understands everything that we go through, even your spiritual struggles. Let us not ever forget the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if there be any way this chalice can be, but not my will, your be. That is spiritual progression. I know I have to do this, but I do not want to. It was like when people, Jesus came down because he wanted to die for our sins. No, he didn't want to. He did because he had to, and not had to like somebody forced him. He had to because he loved us and he knew that was the only way he could fix things. This is why he did what he did. He knows everything that you deal with, both temporally and spiritually. This is what he's talking about. You know, we can't listen to people in this world who, we hear it all the time now in the modern church, how, well, these people might be okay, and these people might be okay, and everybody's just, you know, looking for God in their own way. It's not what the angel says, not what our Lord says to St. John. I know your tribulation, I know your poverty, but thou art blasphemed by them that say they are Jews and are not, that are of the synagogue of Satan. The scriptures tell us that the true Israel is the church. True Jews are ones that are not Jews by circumcision and ethnicity, but those who embrace the Messiah whom the Father sent. This is just one of the many scripture verses that pulls a rug right out from under this whole, they're monotheists, so they're okay. They consider themselves children of Abraham, but they're okay. Our Lord Jesus says they're not children of Abraham that don't embrace him. They that blaspheme them are Jews, say they are Jews, but they are not. If they were true Jews, they would embrace me. This is what the scripture is telling us. And it doesn't just stop there, but they are the synagogue of Satan. Jesus knows what it's like to be persecuted, particularly by the Jews. Everyone who does not embrace him persecutes him tacitly at the bare minimum. Most of them explicitly deny him as the Messiah, deny him as the Son of God, deny him as the Savior. This is satanic. It is of the adversary who tries to point our eyes elsewhere for salvation. We shouldn't be scared of any of this stuff. The temporal tribulations of this world, the poverty that we feel sometimes, often in our spiritual lives, or the persecutions that come from people who even say they might be religious and are not. We don't fear these things. Why? Because Jesus says it to St. John. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. The devil will cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. This is something that we have to appreciate in this day and age. Most of us, well, maybe currently, we won't have to worry about being cast into prison for our faith. But there are people being cast into prison for their faith in Canada right as we speak, for something so subtle as speaking against this restriction, that restriction. You need to be detained for the good. This was this week in the news. You have to be detained for the good of the people. A Protestant minister claiming the title of Jesus Christ and trying to live and abide by his teachings and the freedom that he won for us. Those are the kind of things that we have to deal with. Our Lord is, he's the Lord. He knows the future. He knows when things hold. The devil will cast some of you in prison that you may be tried. Within 20 years of him saying these words to St. John, 20 years, we had St. Polycarp. This is his memorial today. St. Polycarp, an old man who for 86 years had worshiped our Lord. St. Polycarp, there are a couple saints that when their saints day comes up, I will not fail to present some of their quotes, okay, because they are just that profound and they should speak to us. Polycarp, this old man who was a disciple of St. John the Divine himself, St. Polycarp learned from the mouth of St. John, and he spoke to others, according to his writing, he spoke to many others who had talked to the Lord. So this isn't like somebody who read some books about Jesus Christ or, you know, read the scriptures about him. This man learned from the mouths of those, particularly the one who laid on our Lord Jesus Christ's chest during the Last Supper. Okay, this is how close Polycarp was to him. Okay, and here the old man, he's a bishop of Smyrna. That's why this is the whole Smyrna thing here. He was the bishop of Smyrna, and he was persecuted by the Jews there, by the Romans there, and they're going to burn him at the stake. And as they were getting ready for execution, all they wanted him to do was just pinch incense to the emperor. Come on. One of the executioners even told, oh, man, don't even do it. Just act like you're doing it. Not even a soldier wants to burn alive some old man. Polycarp's quote, 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my king and savior? You threaten me with a fire that burns for a season, and after a little while is quenched, but you are ignorant of the fire of everlasting punishment that is prepared for the wicked. Gotta love people who pop off at the point of their execution. They've got something going for them. Why could St. Polycarp say something like that? Because he understood what our Lord Jesus Christ was saying to St. John. He understood. Our Lord says to St. John, you shall have tribulation for 10 days. Like I was talking about eternity before, 10 days. Yeah, 10 days is a long time if you're suffering. Even to think about possibly suffering for 10 days can be overwhelming to some who are not strong. But he's pointing out, you suffer for 10 days, but I shall give you eternal life. This is to what we aspire. So, you know, all these things that we have to understand about these, you know, again, the tribulations of this world, the spiritual poverty that we feel often in our walk of faith, and the blasphemies that we hear leveled at our Lord. And what is really kind of sad is the blasphemies that emanate occasionally from our own church anymore, because they don't embrace this whole, you know, you'll have tribulation. Not you might. You'll have tribulation for 10 days, a brief period of time. It doesn't mean just 10 days. Okay, but if you had tribulation and persecutions and were blasphemed your entire life here, in the grand scheme of eternity, it is 10 days. It's a wisp of smoke. Okay, it doesn't feel like that while we're here, but it is. Our Lord knows best. We have to appreciate that. This is why he says what he does in the gospel about the world hating us. We never want to lose sight of that fact. I mean, St. John particularly, he emphasizes it in his gospel, he emphasizes it in his letters, that we didn't turn our back on that stuff. It should be a non-issue for us. That's why I always say we don't sit around here and wring our hands over what's going on in cities on different continents and what this news story might hold and this news story might hold. Your personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the guidance that the Holy Spirit gives you, those are the important things. You and you personally. Because you and you personally are going to feel this tribulation, this poverty, and the blasphemies of this world. We have to endure them. So be it. It's going to happen. But we need to be like St. Polycarp. And, 86 years have I served, and he's never done me wrong. Most of us haven't served our Lord that long. But if you do have the opportunity, the blessing to serve him that long, or maybe even a little bit longer, to be able to say that, you will be able to say that. Because if you're truly serving him, that has to be your response. I've served him for X amount of years, whether you're young or old. I've served him for X amount of years, and he's never done me any wrong. If we understand our faith, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ never does us any wrong. And to suffer for him in reciprocity for what he suffered for us for 10 days, no big deal. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.